Good afternoon, Coulter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Noon Market Report. At the Montana Land Board meeting last week, farmers and ranchers raised concern about the DNRC adding the state as a co-owner of the private water rights of landowners who use their water on state land they're leasing to irrigate or provide water for livestock. The legislature attempted to address the issue in 2019 with a bill that prevented the state from doing just that, and that bill was deemed constitutional in court. Attorney General Austin Knutson proposed language to be considered at the next land board meeting to require the DNRC to get approval from the land board before making any decisions regarding the water rights of private landowners. Well, the Montana stock growers are raising questions about the BLM's utility-scale solar development draft plan that includes a strong focus in north-central Montana, primarily in Phillips County. The plan acknowledged that solar development is incompatible with grazing, but did not seek to mitigate the potential loss of grazing acres. The Montana stock growers emphasized in their comments the positive relationship between landscape health and grazing, and they called for the BLM to include grazing exclusions to ensure that grazing lands are not eligible for development. And six major commodity groups, including the National Association of Wheat Growers, Barley Growers, and Durum Growers Associations, are asking the U.S. International Trade Commission to reject a petition from Corteva Agriscience to impose anti-dumping and countervailing duties on 2,4-D imports from China and India. A letter signed by the trade groups representing farmers said this petition could result in herbicide shortages and increased costs for farmers.
Stiller, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th, Glendive Livestock.
You've made the right decision to power your herd with registered Angus bulls. Now claim your competitive edge with Angus Link programs. Last year, premiums averaged $21 per hundredweight, so enroll today in Angus Link's Angus Verified and the Genetic Merit Scorecard to get paid more on sale day. Simply call 816-383-5100. That's 816-383-5100 and ask for Angus Link.
Well, an impressive turnout and some outstanding lamb at the Montana Lamb Jam in Lewistown this weekend. I had the opportunity to MC the event that was hosted by the Montana Wool Growers Association. Four chefs competed with different lamb dishes, and winning the People's Choice Award was Ryan and Amy Keys from Livingston with their home-raised leg of lamb. I can tell you it was pretty darn good. The crowd was also able to hear from some experienced sheep producers like Henry and Sarah Hollenbeck and Jerry Paw, as well as some younger sheep producers like John McNamara from Plains and Tenley Allstead from Opheim. Mary Jenny was the lead organizer of the event, and she told me the purpose was to showcase Montana lamb and celebrate our sheep producers.
I think it's really important for people to know where their food comes from and to also support local producers. All of our chefs were from the state of Montana, and all of the lamb that was used in the event today was sourced from local producers from across the state of Montana.
And the Montana Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for its student loan assistance program that provides aid for college-educated youth pursuing careers in farming or ranching. Young producers are eligible for student loan assistance for up to 5 years, must be the primary owner or heir of a farm or ranch in Montana, and agree to operate their farm or ranch for at least 5 years.
2 p.m., April 29th, Bear Paw Livestock. Bulls J5 Red sells 45 registered yearling Red Angus bulls and 25 homegrown commercial heifers with guest consigner Klingemann Red Angus. Bulls J5 develops their cattle at the ranch, ensuring their disposition and structure. These bulls are range-ready and balanced for your herd, featuring sons and daughters of Beaver Stock Market, Becton Scamp, and Beaver Franchise. April 29th at Bear Paw Livestock in Chinook. Visit bullsj5reds.com or find them on Facebook.
Before you make your plans for branding this year, make sure you at least have all the tools. This is Shane, and at Western Ranch Supply, we are the branding headquarters. With 3 and 4 inch stainless steel branding irons in stock, in all standard letters and numbers, to custom-designed irons. We have branding stoves in different sizes and special order electric irons that'll heat in 90 seconds, maintaining a constant and even temperature, plus irons for freeze branding. Western Ranch Supply, serving the big country.
The cattle futures really focused on the bullish aspects of Friday's cattle on feed report. The placement numbers came in below expectations, down 12% from last year. Marketings were bearish, though, down 14% from a year ago. Still, though, total inventory less than expected at just 1% above a year ago. Futures took the bit in their teeth and ran upwards with that information. May feeder cattle up $3.60 at $245.60. August feeders up $5.27 at $258.77. In the live cattle, the June contract up $245 at $178.12. August live cattle up $317 at $176.72. The cash trade not as optimistic, steady to a dollar lower last week with live sales 181 to 184, dress trade 292 to 294. The cow and bull market continues to stay strong, and in Torrington on Friday, cows and bulls brought about the same price, 130 to 142, caught most of them. Some of the lean cows from 120 to 155, a market top on the cows at 155. Started to test that pair market more. Heifer pairs in Torrington from $2,960 to $3,000. Mid-age pairs $2,600 to $2,650. In St. Ange, the 5-weight steers sold from $315 to $335. 6-weights $286 to $3. Heifers making up the majority of the offering with 5-weights $297 to $320. Light 6-weight heifers $284 to $3. 650 to 750-pound heifers from $263 to $277.
Private treaty sales are now open at Bar F Angus. Jason and Ronnie Bullinger of Jordan are offering 35 registered Black Angus bulls focused on structure, longevity, and disposition. Sons and grandsons of Vermilion Spur, over a dozen Flush Brothers of Sitz Incentive 704, and several Cavanese bulls. Stop by the ranch to view anytime. Bar F Angus offers volume discounts, first season guarantee, and free delivery within 300 miles. Catalog at barfangus.com or call Jason 406-690-8344.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Well, if you're seeding any wheat today, you're going to like how we wrap up today's report. A sharply higher wheat market to start the new week. Weather concerns contributing to the rise with a lot of focus on areas of Europe and the Black Sea region that remain hot and dry. Certainly a lot of U.S. wheat country could use some more moisture as well. Likely some spillover support from soybeans, where a slow harvest in South America is lending support to U.S. prices. Winter wheat the upside leader, the May soft red wheat up 22.5 at 572. KC hard red winter wheat for May up 19 cents today at $6 even. September at 614 up 20 and 3 quarters. In the spring wheat, the May contract a dime higher at 657, September at 672, up 10 and 3 quarters, and corn for the month of May up 5.5 cents today at 439. Closing out with the cash grain prices from Portland, 12 Pro winter wheat up 21 cents from 678 to 688, 14 Pro spring wheat 13 higher from 745 to 755, soft white wheat ranging 560 to 580. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.